This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 21, the Holy Spirit. Our reading comes from John chapter 14. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I'm going away and I'm coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." Have you ever thought, "I wish Jesus was physically here right now"? Each Sunday, we gather to worship a God we are in relationship with, even though we can't see him or touch him. And to be honest, that's not always an easy thing to get our minds around. We pray to God for guidance and direction, or to provide for our needs. And sometimes it can feel like we're talking to empty space. Sometimes we might think faith was easier for the disciples because they could walk and talk and eat with Jesus in person. On the night before he died, Jesus told his disciples that they were going to receive the Holy Spirit. Depending on what version of the Bible you're reading, the Spirit is called the Advocate, Helper, Counselor, or Comforter. And each title helps to explain who the Spirit is and what the Spirit does. The Spirit is more than just an abstract concept. He's a person, as fully God as the Father and the Son. The Spirit of God comes to dwell within believers, representing a new level of intimacy between God and his people. So in our times of doubt, we can take comfort knowing that no matter what it feels like, God is in fact present with us. In fact, through the Spirit, God has come closer to us than ever before. Pray with me. Father, make your Spirit known to me. Help me to sense your presence and to hear your voice in my life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.